Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Though we're getting a little break from the deep freeze of winter, highs in the 40s today, many Massachusetts families are still having trouble heating their homes. The latest state survey says home heating oil is selling for about $2.91 a gallon, 20% more than this time last year. Add to that a decline in the federal aid available this year, which means that many people have already used up all the benefits they'll get from the federal government and from nonprofits that offer help. John Wells is with the local anti-poverty group ABCD, Action for Boston Community Development, and joins us now to talk about the challenges facing people. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
John, tell us why there was less federal money available this year than last, and how much less?
Well, last year the federal program was funded at a nationwide number of $5.1 billion, which it was also funded for that same level this year, but they haven't released the entire amount of that money. And in addition to that, the state of Massachusetts had put in money last year for fuel assistance to help as well. But what's happening this year is that we are seeing a greater demand. And so when you take the same dollars and you spread it over a larger population of demand, that's the reason there's less benefits for everybody.
As I understand it, applications are up 20% from last year. Is that the economy?
Well, that's what we believe. In fact, in the space of 2 years, the statewide demand for fuel assistance has risen from about 160,000 families to this year we're projecting about 245,000 families, which is it's a huge increase and one that we've really never seen over such a short time period since we've been running this program, and that's been over 30 years.
And those numbers, that 245,000 families, is that eastern Massachusetts alone?
Most of the clients are concentrated in the eastern part of the state.
So is ABCD, are you at risk of running out of money? Have you already run out?
Well, I think the good news is that we work closely with the State Department of Housing and Development to design a program where everybody that comes in for a benefit will get that benefit. We try to anticipate the increases for the demand. But what that means is basically a lower benefit for the whole population. And what that means is what we're facing right now is that once you've used up that benefit maximum, which ranges from about $600 to $900, there's really no other benefit that you can get once you've received that.
How far does that money go? Is that even a full fill-up of the standard 200 or 250-gallon oil tank?
A 250-gallon tank costs about $650. So you can see that even at a $1,000 benefit or $900, you're only talking about less than two tanks of oil. And in a New England winter, a typical family goes through three to four tanks of oil.
So as I understand it, you and the other nonprofits working these programs are lobbying Congress to release the money that it hasn't released yet, as you were explaining earlier. Where do those efforts stand?
First, we want to say that they did release some money last week, which will help some families. What we're really asking for is an increase in the money, because what they released last week is not going to get people too far into the next few weeks.
Any idea how many families in the greater Boston area are at risk of having their heat go off simply because they can't fill the tank, can't pay their bills?
Just in Boston alone, there are approximately 7,000 families that receive fuel assistance that heat with oil. And those are the ones that we are most concerned with, because there's really no protection for those clients. And the majority of those clients have exhausted their benefits. So it's very, very difficult for them to get even a delivery of oil is even 100 gallons, which is the minimum delivery. It costs around $300. And, you know, that's beyond the means of the majority of our clients. And so it's very, very hard for them to juggle those kinds of decisions. And this is exactly the situation we find ourselves in with these families, where they really literally have to make a decision about whether they're going to buy food or try to set money aside to get that 100 gallons of oil.
John Wells, head of the local anti-poverty group ABCD, Action for Boston Community Development. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck.
Thank you very much for your help.